I don't like to be buttonholed into being labeled as a traditionalist or a progression, you know, a progressive musician. I just want to play music the way I feel, and I'd like to be called, you know, what kind of music he played. Well, I would like people to say, well, he plays what he feels, and without having a label on it. We get a lot of requests and a lot of demand for our gospel singing, and it's caught on in the last couple of years. More and more people want us to do gospel singing, so they're paying the ticket. And I try to figure out if that's what they want to hear, then do it.
Why do you think the interest in gospel music has grown? Do you have any idea?
Well, it's a real heartfelt projection on our part, and I think people are looking for some kind of roots to grab hold of, because, you know, it's kind of a shaky time in the whole world. You know, everybody seems to be mad at each other, and I think they're looking for some comfort. I've always liked black gospel. When I was a kid in East Tennessee, I used to could pull in WLAC out of Nashville. They did a lot of blues and black gospel on the Ernie's Record Mart, John Art Show. And I've always liked it. It's great stuff, though. It really is. Of course, there's no way that our expression, our interpretation of the song is not like theirs, but you can tell that we did borrow from that era of gospel music.
Thank you. Terry Balka on the banjo and fiddle. Is there no end to these folks' talent? Well, Dole, what do you have next in line?
Now, I know why I never became a banjo player. That thing is too heavy. All right, we're going to do some gospel singing. Does somebody want to hear it? Okay. I'd like to send this show out for some real friends of ours from down in East Tennessee. They drove all the way from Johnson City. Brother Dave and all the people are with him. Okay. All right, here's a song called Jesus Gave Me Water and It Was Not in the Well. This is on page 122, by the way.
If you don't have a book, just share with your neighbor.